You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff Bob Papiani, listen to him middays and you watch him on Channel 2. Also, the nightly sports call with us, 10:35 every night on The Fan. Hello, Bob.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we tonight?
Your reaction to this whole Trevor Lawrence report, no report. It's real. It's fake. It's not. Your thoughts?
I really don't know. I'm not surprised that stuff like this happens when you're a team chasing quarterbacks. And the Steelers are certainly in need of trying to come up with a plan. And I wouldn't blame Omar Khan if you were asking questions to everyone concerning this, whatever the team may be. If you see a team that's, you know, in disarray, they have a high draft pick. They also have a quarterback who hasn't played all that well. Change of scenery could make sense. But honestly, there's so much involved that I don't think it would happen, because I still think they value him down there. I think they need a new coach. They still don't have a GM, and until they have a GM, I'm not sure if any of this gets done. So I wouldn't blame the Steelers for asking around. That's their due diligence. Everyone should do that. But as far as it happening, I'm very doubtful that it would.
Well, I think, Bob, Pony and I are ultimately in agreement on this. The big story for us is we hope that Ryan's reporting is correct and accurate, and that the people like Mark Cabali saying this didn't happen are wrong, because it would show to us that the Steelers are beating the bushes here and actually exploring all avenues to try to figure out their quarterback position, rather than being very non-proactive or very passive about how they want to fill the position. I guess that's the real story to me. I hope it happened, just because it means they're cognizant of their need and their need to be outside the box in their thinking.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Chris, because, you're searching for answers here, and so far they haven't found a tangible answer, and they're going to keep doing this until they do. So whether it's him, whether it's somebody they draft in the future, whatever the case may be, I think it is a good sign that they're looking for answers everywhere they can possibly look. It certainly does not mean that it's going to happen. Like I said, I doubt it would happen, because I still think they value him down there, and I like what he's capable of doing. He's just been erratic. And you can blame that on him. You can blame it on the different head coaches, different coordinators, whatever the case you want to blame it on. They need more talent down there as well. But the Steelers need a lot more than just, I think, Trevor Lawrence. So if you give away draft picks here, hypothetically, you're still going to need a lot of help. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Although he is a good one, and I still think, regardless of what I've seen from him, that he has a bigger upside than we've seen.
Hey, Bob, here's another thought. I mean, we know Pony would report this. Other people had it out there, too, that Mike Tomlin, who we know carries a lot of weight when it comes to these decisions, in that draft class liked Justin Fields more than he liked Trevor Lawrence, that if they'd have had the first overall pick, he would have taken Justin Fields. I'm kind of, if this is something that happened, if there was a call made, I'm sort of alarmed at the degree to which Justin Fields must have fallen in Mike Tomlin's eyes if he's, you know, inquiring, or the team is inquiring, about a player he liked less 4 years ago.
Yeah, but I can tell you also that in doing Mike's show, he has a lot of respect, I think, and admiration for the potential that Trevor Lawrence has. So I understand what you're saying, and you're accurate with that, but I also know that he would certainly look at a guy like that and say that's a good NFL potential franchise quarterback. But
Mike, Bob, ultimately, if like in a fantasy world, if we broke into this interview and said, holy crap, the Steelers have just traded a first and second for Trevor Lawrence, would you give that trade a thumbs up or thumbs down, Bob?
I would probably give it a thumbs up, again, because they're looking for someone who has already been drafted as a 1-1, and I still have a lot of belief that he's going to be a very effective quarterback. I like his arm. I go back to the 1 year where he had success in the playoff game and that season. I think they believe they had something special. Now, you're going to have ups and downs for quarterbacks, but for a 1 and a 2, I probably would do it. As long as, you know, the money made sense, too, because it's another aspect of this.
It's a doable trade from Jacksonville's perspective. If they're willing, if they really wanted to move on from Lawrence, they'd have to eat $30 million.
The Steelers ate $30 million on Antonio Brown.
But they absolutely could do it from that standpoint if they really were motivated. But, I mean,
sounds like they're not.
Seems to me like they're not motivated to do this. Also, Bob, the other thing is Trevor Lawrence would have to want to be traded because he has a full no-trade clause as part of his contract.
Well, who doesn't these days? Jeez, oh, man, everyone has a no-trade clause.
You think he was a guy on the Penguins. He's got so much no-movement written into his contract.
T.J. Watt doesn't have a no-trade clause. Mike Tomlin does, though. How about that?
A lot of people do, though. It's surprising to me. And, you know, maybe Lawrence, he's a big enough guy, he could skate on Crosby's line. Because if they trade Raquel down the road, they're going to need somebody. So
he seems like more of a finesse winger, Bob. I don't think he's going to be a power forward at 6'6". I think he's Jamie Oleksiak or something like that, a defenseman who's using his reach and not his frame.
Bob, thanks for hopping on. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.